नमस्कार। Spiritual life entails not only meditation, but all of the activities that you are involved in during the day, every thought, every action. That which awakens and encourages the human spirit, that uplifts the human spirit, that is spirituality. That which is diminishing, which misguides the human spirit, which depletes the human spirit, that is not the way. For the way of spirit is the way of Dharma. The way of Dharma is the natural way, the harmony and order of the universe, the law of the universe. That underlying primordial harmony which abides in all things, that essence which makes all things themselves, that is Dharma. Dharma is the natural path of the spirit to its resting place, to harmony with eternal being. This harmony with eternal being is your natural state, is your natural place in the world, is where you have come from and to which you will return. That is your home, your true home. Your real home is not the house you live in, nor is it the body you inhabit. Your real home lies deep in the core of your heart, in the abode of your spirit, in your natural state of being. The harmony and depth of your essence, which lies in complete accord with all existence. There in the core of your heart lies the home of your home. There lies the abode from which you have come. There lies the home to which you return. In the essence of love, in the depth of being, you are whole, complete. All beings love their life. All beings want to be free, to be able to be all that they can be, to survive, to enjoy life. But there is a flow to life, a movement, a direction. And that flow is the flow of Dharma towards the sea of eternal being, towards this core center of your heart, this home from which you have come. that which flows towards this core, this center of your being, that brings you to the eternal abode of infinite love, the undying eternal home of your spirit. Every thought you have, every action you engage in, either reflects and directs you towards that home of homes, or washes you away further into illusion, further into confusion. That is why the Sangha, the company of like-minded people who want to feel the presence of Dharma, want to feel the presence of divine love, want to feel the grace of the divine beloved. The presence of such people can be of great value to you, because it brings you in remembrance, in thoughts of the infinite, it brings your mind towards the core of your being. Away from the illusions and confusions of duality. When you open to this path of Dharma, towards the core of your being, towards your essential nature, you walk the path of love, of truth, to wholeness. All your thoughts, all your actions that bring you in remembrance of that wholeness, of that love which permeates everything and everyone. Those thoughts, those actions direct you, lead you, bring you nearer and nearer. And when, by the grace of the Infinite One, you are surrounded by the feeling of presence of divine being, when that divine being, that divine beloved, becomes known to you, felt in your heart, touched with your thoughts, then by that shower of infinite grace that comes from the Infinite One, clarity comes to the mind, thoughts turn to that beloved of your heart. That one is nearer than any other being in this world, closer than close. The knower of all of your thoughts, all of your actions, the beloved of your heart. Knowing that eternal one, all beings become the reflection, the expression of that Infinite One. Life becomes a shower of grace, of that divine being, of that divine presence that comes from that essential core that is known in the depths of your heart. That is the foundation of your being. That is the eternal, immortal one, whole, undying, ever-present, omniscient love, divine. The embodiment of grace, that eternal being, is within you, is the self of yourself. And from that deepest self of yourself comes the shower of grace. From the Eternal One comes the unconditional love, which is the base and the core of your life. When the confusion and distractions of daily life fall away just a little, that path to that bright light of your eternal essence becomes known to you. It is a simple path. It is the path of your own heart. It is the path of your essential essence. It is your natural way. It is the way of Dharma. So many spiritual practices are there to help you in this way. Great masters come on the earth to help you to find your way, embodying the truth of that eternal essence. But that essence is simple. It lies in your own heart, in the core of your being. It is the natural abode of your spirit. The way lies within you. In your deepest connection to your own self, there, that inner guide awaits you. There, that one is always with you, guiding you, holding you, loving you. With unconditional grace and love, you are ever held. Ever cared for. Never feel that you are alone. that you are helpless, that you are abandoned. Never let these things come in you, for they are not real. You are the child of the infinite. Held in the arms of the most unconditional love and grace. In the struggles of life, sometimes the clouds overcast the sun, but the brightness of that inner sun will ever shine through, break through the darkest hour. And if you reach just a little to that inner light, that inner love, that shower of grace from your most beloved, that one is always there, will always be there for you. So follow that light, follow that love. To your heart of hearts. To the resting place of your soul. Never fear. Never fear. All right.